This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس وما يعقلها إلا العالمون.
الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored us by revealing to us the best of all speech, and that is the Qur'an. The Qur'an is the most effective and the most powerful and the most eloquent of all speech. And the Qur'an uses different mechanisms, different rhetorical devices to convey its message. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conveys to us facts. And he conveys to us via targhib and tarheeb, which is incentivizing us, making us yearn and desire, making us scared of certain things. And Allah Azza wa Jal conveys to us information via stories and via examples. And one of the mechanisms that the Qur'an uses is the mechanism of amthal or parables. And this series, inshaAllah ta'ala, that we're going to be starting today is going to deal with some of the parables and the aphorisms of the Qur'an. Allah tells us in the Qur'an, وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ وَمَا يَعْقِلُهَا إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ. These are the parables that we give for mankind, and it is only those who ponder and understand. It is only the alim who truly benefits from the parables. Allah says in the Qur'an, that وَلَقَدْ ضَرَبَنَا لِلنَّاسِ فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. We have given every type of parable in this Qur'an so that they can understand and think. In another verse, Allah says, وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ. These are the parables we give to mankind so that لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ, so that they can benefit and ponder. So Allah is telling us that the Qur'an has every type of parable. The Qur'an has every type of mathal. The purpose of the mathal is for us to ponder, for us to reflect, for us to benefit from. And that will be our series, insha'Allah ta'ala, in this month of Ramadan. Now there are many types of parables in the Qur'an, and we can say that there are two simple categories. The first is a historical parable, and that is an actual story, an incident that has taken place, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us to think about that and derive benefits and lessons from a real example. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Kahf that the example of the two gardens. This is an actual story that took place. For example, in Surah Yasin, وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرِيَةِ. Give to them the example, the mathal of the people of the village. This is Antakya, Antioch. It's an actual incident. That is one type of parable. And it's a very good topic, but it's not the topic of this series. The second type of parable, which is what we're going to be discussing, is the symbolism. And that is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses an image, uses something of nature, uses even an animal. Today our Qari recited that Allah azza wa jal mentions a mosquito, and the Quran mentions an ant, and the Quran mentions light and darkness, and the Quran mentions the one who sees and the one who cannot see. There's vivid imagery, and in that imagery, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then extracts a lesson from us. He uses an image we are all familiar with, and then he uses that image to strike home a message for something that he wants us to understand. That will be, inshaAllah ta'ala, our series. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. The parable, the example of the one who spends of his money for the sake of Allah is like the one who plants a seed. That one seed gives seven ears of corn. Every one of those seven gives 100 grain. So we see that every parable must have three things. Number one, the imagery. And that is, in this case, the seed giving seven corns, the seven corns having 100 seeds within them. Number two, the reason why the imagery is given, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ. That is charity. So the second thing, why is Allah drawing the parable? What is the reason for drawing the parable? And then the third, and that is the commonality. What is it about the image, and what is it about the cause that links the two together? And for example, in this one, it is the plethora. It is the multiplication, it is the magnification, that one seed can potentially become 700 seeds. So every parable has three aspects to it, and we're going to go over them inshaAllah ta'ala. The topic of parables is of course a very beautiful one, It is mentioned in many books of our tradition. Every single book of Ulum al-Quran, for example, the famous encyclopedia of Imam al-Zarkashi, who mentions every single aspect related to the Quran. He has an entire chapter dedicated to the parables of the Quran. Imam al-Shafi'i said, no one is allowed to interpret the Quran until he understands the parables of the Quran. The famous scholar Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, he wrote an entire treatise which is published separately. It is called Amthal al-Quran, the parables of the Quran. And of course, along with this, once in a while, we're going to add the aphorisms of the Quran. And by this, I mean those phrases that have become a part of the culture of the Arab people. They are so powerful. The entire Quran is powerful. But there are certain phrases that are so powerful, so vivid, that they have become a part of the vernacular of societies and civilizations. For example, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. For example, لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. For example, وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاتٌ. Each one of these phrases, it has become very symbolic, and they are used as aphorisms, as statements of the utmost wisdom. So to this series, inshallah, we'll do majority parables, and once in a while, aphorisms. We cannot do all of them. There are more than 45 actual amthal in the Quran, and of course, many, many dozens of aphorisms. But inshallah, the goal is to introduce us to at least this topic and concept. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who love the Quran, and who read it, and who benefit from it, and whom the Quran intercedes for on the Day of Judgment. And we will continue tomorrow bi idhnillahi ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
وكذاك نسألك الثبات فإنها فتن تجي بالشيب للشبان يا رب واختم بالتقى أعمالنا حتى نساق لروضة وجنان.